This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. U.S. President Donald Trump says the U.S. is ready to deal with any Christmas gift that North Korea has threatened to deliver amid stalled nuclear negotiations between the two nations.
Maybe it's a nice present. Maybe it's a present where he sends me a beautiful vase as opposed to a missile test. Right? I may get a pause. I may get a nice present from him. You don't know. You never know.
North Korea has called on the U.S. to make concessions in the nuclear talks and warned earlier this month it is entirely up to the U.S. what Christmas gift it will select to get.
We'll find out what the surprise is and we'll deal with it very successfully. Let's see what happens. Everybody's got surprises for me, but let's see what happens. I handle them as they come along.
The nuclear negotiations have been stalled since February, with North Korea seeking sanctions relief before giving up any of its nuclear capability, a path the United States has so far rejected. In Washington, the impasse drags on between congressional Republicans and Democrats over the impeachment of President Trump. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
Republican Senate leader Mitch McConnell says his plan is to copy the framework of the Bill Clinton impeachment trial. Democrat Chuck Schumer says this is different than 1999, when a special counsel had already interviewed multiple witnesses under oath. And Schumer's concerned Republicans have the votes to block Democrats from requesting witness testimony.
Meanwhile, Mr. Trump says the Democrats did not treat him fairly during the impeachment process.
They didn't give us due process. They didn't give us a lawyer. They didn't give us anything. Now they come to the Senate and they want everything.
Mr. Trump is spending the holidays in Florida with his family. U.S. stocks are mixed in early afternoon trading. For more news, go to voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. At least 8 people, including 5 children, were killed Tuesday in Russian airstrikes in northwest Syria, as the UN warned youngsters were bearing the brunt of the violence. The UN has called for immediate de-escalation and warned of further mass displacement if the violence continues in Syria's last major opposition-held region. China held a 3-way summit with South Korea and Japan Tuesday, aimed at presenting a united front to counter North Korea's resurgence belligerence. But as Reuters' Emer McCarthy reports, tensions between Seoul and Tokyo were also addressed.
Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe and South Korea's President Moon Jae-in pledged to take steps to resolve a bitter dispute at their first bilateral talks in 15 months on Tuesday. Meeting on the sidelines of a trilateral summit with China in the Chinese city of Chengdu, both leaders emphasized their desire to mend their relationship. It's been increasingly strained since South Korea's Supreme Court last year ordered Japanese firms to compensate some South Koreans forced to work for them during Japan's 1910 to 1945 colonial rule. The tension over stalled denuclearization talks between North Korea and the United States was also high on the summit agenda.
That is Reuters' Emer McCarthy. Authorities in New Zealand are calling off the search for 2 bodies they believe were washed out to sea when the volcano on White Island erupted. Reuters' Ryan Brooks has the latest.
On Tuesday, New Zealand police ended the search for 2 people still missing following the deadly volcanic eruption on White Island early this month. Their bodies are believed to have been swept out into the ocean. Both a 17-year-old Australian tourist and a 40-year-old New Zealand tour guide are presumed dead. The police say they've delivered the news to their families, but assured them that they stand ready to act if any new information arises. In the wake of the tragedy, questions have risen over why tourists were allowed on an island with an active volcano.
That's Reuters' Ryan Brooks. It's going to be a happy Christmas for Britain's royal family. Prince Philip, the husband of Britain's Queen Elizabeth, has left the London hospital where he spent 4 nights. AP's Zaria Shackley reports.
The 98-year-old left the hospital on foot and entered a waiting vehicle unaided. Buckingham Palace has not gone into details about his ailment or the nature of his treatment. Palace officials said the prince was admitted to the hospital as a precautionary measure due to a pre-existing condition. Prince Philip has suffered from heart disease and other ailments, including a bladder infection in recent years, and has largely stepped out of the public eye since he announced his retirement from royal duties in 2017. The Duke is now expected to join the rest of the royal family for Christmas at Sandringham House in Eastern England. Zaria Shackley, London.
For news on the go, be sure to download the VOA mobile app. In Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.